Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
Here we are. Back on the mic. Do we need to clap? Do we need to howl? Okay, how many days? It's been 1 week plus 5 days. 6 days?
That we know that we've got Kamala.
That we know.
Kamala! Kamala!
MVP. MVP.
Shit.
So this is going to be...
Sorry, I got some
our first official post-election episode. And...
It's huge. It's huge for so many reasons. Go home. Have your tantrum in a quiet, dark room. We need to get this shit out. We gotta move on. You gotta go tantrum somewhere else. You know, I'm happy for all of the young girls in the world.
Oh.
To see somebody that's like, oh my gosh, this is a possibility, and it's just so fucking refreshing, and it's just about time. It's great.
That representation is so crucial.
Yeah. For this
trajectory that we're on as a global community, as a country.
To diversify leadership roles.
And there are so many important pieces of this conversation right now. You know, a number of us are like, okay, great. Did y'all see how close that shit was? Joe Biden's not the answer. You know, all of that belongs in this conversation.
Sure. Right.
But I fucking danced last weekend.
Yeah.
I danced all weekend. I turned on all the powerhouses in my house. Mm-hmm. Like, I was out in the driveway screaming. Neighbors were screaming. Yeah. I was like, no, I am taking this moment.
Yeah.
I know I'm acknowledging all the other things about this, but we need this moment right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the momentum of it.
Ugh.
Momentum is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to trickle.
Good call, friend. Momentum of it is crucial.
Yeah, yeah. You have to, like, harness that momentum or else it just plateaus.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. I guess from here, for me, what I want to encourage, not just for myself, but for people, let yourself sit with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know we touch on that a lot here, and I think it's important to keep reiterating that.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to it's okay to sit with whatever it is that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a confusing as fuck time.
Mm-hmm. It is really polarized, and it does feel scary and uncomfortable to have conversations with people that you know don't have similar values, political values as you, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or even people who vote the same as you, we're still all coming to that vote differently with different ideas, you know, and I don't want to lose the complexity of that, to be honest. I don't want to lose how many different perspectives there are about being here.
Mm-hmm.
And how to treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
There's not one way to be kind. There's not one way to love. There's not one way to accept.
Mm-hmm. Or be supportive or...
Yeah.
Stand up for what you believe in or speak out.
Mm-hmm. There are so many ways to do that well.
Be an activist.
And before we pressed record, I was touching on again about our innate designs. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking specifically about the method, the human design. I'm just talking like generally, you know, in this more all encompassing sense of like, everybody brings something to the table when it comes to healing and when it comes to grace and love and respect, you know, those all show up so differently. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to not have that diversity too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I was rewatching a little bit of a... I think Obama was just sitting on a... It was a, just like, it wasn't a speech. It was more of him sitting with someone talking about something. And he was just so, he's so articulate mm-hmm. and poignant about, like, don't get so wrapped up in the sensationalism of things and making sure you're just really in this, like, identity thing, you know, like,
interesting. Yeah.
Stay open.
Right. That's interesting. Cause I was sharing with you, I finished watching Becoming with Michelle Obama yesterday, did a lot of laundry and, oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Just that female leadership and just like,
oh, I cried a lot watching that.
That representation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Identity, right? And we get, it does really jack us up how we get, like, we put people on pedestals in this arena. It's really backwards. It's really backwards. We're going to have my dad on.
I know. I'm so excited because Sam...
Hang tight, everybody, because we
have the social worker, Sam Romano. He'll have so much great insight on human behavior and why it's really important to really acknowledge it in a lot of these situations. Yeah. And acknowledging human behavior doesn't denounce harmful. Like, it doesn't mean that you need to put up with harmful behavior.
Right.
That's not the same thing, right. You know? I'm really looking forward to that convo with your daddy.
Hang tight for that interview, everybody.
Yeah, it's coming.
Hang tight.
We've got some really great interviews coming to wrap up 2020. So,
should we do... I'm up for putting in that plug.
What plug?
That, this 2021 plug.
We're doing a 2021 plug?
Well, the New Year's plug.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So here it is. All right.
Break it down.
So Andrea and I are really excited about this next project we're going to work on. We get to work on.
It's another edition of Leave a Message.
We are really trying to reach out to you solid listeners, you loyal listeners. We really...
Listen up.
We look forward to connecting with you on a more personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want this to be a one-way relationship. So... We are asking for your willingness to contribute to the show and your involvement. DM us.
This is for, so more specifically, this would be our third edition of the Leave a Message. To kind of give a little, we've done two episodes of Leave a Message, and Leave a Message, the format of those episodes is Margaret and I leaving each other voicemails via
WhatsApp.
So if anyone is interested in leaving us a message...
About something. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a 2-minute limit.
Yep.
That's what we've decided feels really good.
We want it to be reflective, not too heavy. We all have done a lot of heavy.
Or tell us something really funny.
Us something funny. I don't know. I kind of want it to just be open-ended.
Like, yeah.
If you want to do like a year wrap-up and like, you know, we're all just rolling our eyes 2020, but...
But this is going to wrap up 2020.
Some takeaways, what you've learned, how you have grown, what has kept you afloat.
What's
working well for you, what brings you joy.
Yeah.
2-minute, DM us, and then we'll consider giving you our cell phone.
Yeah, so the intention behind this episode is to wrap up the year with it. And we're really excited at the notion that we would have some people reach out to us directly, say, I'm interested. And then we will give you the steps to leave us a message.
Yeah.
So.
Solid. All right.
Our Gmail is.
Podcast, let's do this at gmail.com. We got this.
Yeah. I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What else? I'm feeling a little lagged. Thanks for carrying that first 5 minutes of our show right now. I'm feeling a little, I got the morning groggies. I should have taken that cold shower.
This time of year is such an adjustment, though. And I mean,
look at it outside. It's gray.
There's the fatigue of our political engagements, yes. And then there's the daylight savings, and then
COVID.
And then what retrograde are we on right now?
I know all of them. I know.
There's the celestial stuff. It's Scorpio season.
It is Scorpio
season. Scorpio season, though, for me, I feel really aligned in Scorpio season,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I've been really knocking some shit off the list.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of birthdays for me. And when my kids have birthdays, I am unstoppable.
Yeah, that birthday energy.
I harness that energy, and I'm just like, all right, we need to take care of all the things.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Are you shaking that microphone at all?
I'm not sure. Should I get my hand off of here? Let's crack a joke.
Okay.
Let's crack a joke. I want to talk about vitamin D.
Yeah, let's break this down. Well, babe, okay. I don't know what you're comfortable airing out, but you've been enduring some health stuff.
Yeah. The month of October was really tough for me physically, and I felt not myself.
Yeah.
And I got some blood work done, and she was like, all right, you're fine. A little low on vitamin D, nothing you need to worry about, just barely.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm gonna just take this into my own hands. Reached mm-hmm. out, shout out, Mama Lindsay, you are my doctor. Thanks for being my herbalist. I sent her my labs. I was like, look at my labs, please, and break this shit down for me. And she was like, whoa, girl, that is incredibly low for vitamin D in my book. 29, I don't really know about this stuff.
I've had very low vitamin D levels before. Yeah. And it's really, what's interesting about it is how it manifests. Like your symptoms of low vitamin D are nothing like my symptoms of low vitamin D.
Yeah.
But you have been really tired, and you've had many headachy things.
And dizzy. How does yours manifest when you are low in vitamin D?
Frankly, depression.
Depressed. Just, you just have no umpapa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just fuck winter. It sucks. Kind of, like really, really low.
Yeah. Just a lot of really Netflix, dark. Popcorn.
So
I
much
know.
Netflix and crying. And
I know. I know. So I was just like, all right, I'm going to take a shit ton of vitamin D. Mm-hmm. We had a couple of really nice days. I got out there naked.
Yep. Nice. Good work. And, you took advantage of those really weird, warm November days.
Yeah, that was creepy, but it's okay. It was like a weird, like, you want to enjoy the weather, but it's also like, this is not right. This is creepy.
I was tempted to just drive up here and lay naked with you.
Oh, yeah. It was good. It was warm. But I pivoted and I turned a corner and I feel so much better.
Good. You do look like, you feel better.
I feel so much better. I mean, I'm tired at the moment, but that's neither here nor there.
Let's not undermine, though, in the winter days. We get some really crisp, sunny winter days here, too.
We do.
Get out and sun gaze. That is not a joke. Like, it really does help to do, like, 20 minutes in the direct sun in the winter here.
I mean, it's a lot lower. So
it is a lot
different.
Lower. I know we're further away, but it still will make a difference.
Yeah, it's better than nothing.
And I looked at the pile of supplements in my hand. Sorry, finish your thought.
No, it's just, it's emotionally, just to be in sunlight. It's huge.
It pumps you up. It helps.
Are you taking a lot of supplements?
Well, I looked at the pile in my hand last night, and I had to laugh. It was like, yeah, we're going into winter.
You really ramp them up in the winter.
I've got the whole food multivitamin. Okay. I've got extra vitamin D.
Yeah.
Like, and then I've got the do you say lysine?
Lysine.
Lysine. Yeah. Don't want those cold sores.
No, I know.
Then I got the activated charcoal, which is feeling really good for me right now.
Good.
And I think I do zinc.
Yeah, I'm doing zinc, maca, ashwagandha. These are adaptogens. We're going to get into this.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk to Lindsay about adaptogens.
Yeah, we're going to get on that train. That's going to be good. Vitamin D, I'm taking like 10,000, sometimes 15,000.
Maybe I'm not taking, I'm only taking like 3,000 I use.
Yeah.
Pump it up?
Yeah, you can pump it up. I mean, we're going to have like a whole vitamin D.
Yeah, episode. I need a vitamin D expert.
We're going to have one.
Lindsay is going to be able to do vitamin D and adaptogens really well with us when we get to sit down with her soon.
All right.
Okay.
Pivot. We need a joke. What's been funny in your life?
Well, I have two extra bodies in the house right now, and they're men, and there's a lot of pubic hair.
Oh, gross. That was nasty. I know. Shit! Damn it!
I love y'all, these men in my life. You guys have a lot of hair.
Well, they're
a lot of body hair.
They're like hairy Latinos. They're brother-in-laws. They're
tall, big Latinos. Like, they... You guys.
Gorgeous, but hairy. Just like me.
I want to... I know. I have so much, too. I know.
Do they need a trim? What's going on? They're just hairy.
I can't ask them that. Okay. I'm nudging them to keep their toilet cleaned.
I had a real moment the other day with my 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to clean your bathroom today. He's like, okay. And then he was doing the virtual school, and it was that birthday energy, and I was unstoppable, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to clean this bathroom. And so I went in there, and he walked in there, because I don't know if I was like, is all of this yours? And he was like, what are you talking about? And he comes in there, and the place was a shitstorm. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I got this. Get you don't need to do this. Go get out of here. I got this. And I was like, okay. Just offered to clean your bathroom, but you're telling me no. This is.
I like this. I'm gonna trust.
This is a big moment. Yeah. So he gave it his best shot. I went in there and I was like, all right, this is a C-.
I know.
You really forgot some key elements, some key components.
Do you need the mom goggles?
This is horrendous. Mom vision. Still, you got like an eighth of this bathroom, like fake clean.
I need all the pubes wiped up. All of them.
Shit. Anyways,
sparkling.
Anyways.
When I walk in here, I want to hear ding. I want to see the sparkle. Pop. You guys, sometimes I'm like, how do you all not see this?
Yeah.
A lot of us are picking up after a lot of people right now in our home. We're in our homes a lot.
We are in our homes.
That fatigue is real. I had like a real outburst. You know, I was like,
Did you throw your shit and lose? Did you?
Well, I mean, I had that new moon period happening too. So,
did you break anything? What happened?
I didn't throw a chair, but you know, I had more of the like. It was more like really sad. Like,
you shamed them.
I feel really overlooked right now.
Yeah, you shamed them.
I didn't. No, I had no intention to shame.
But you were like,
it was where I was at, and all I could do was cry about it.
Yeah, you take me for granted.
And I felt taken for granted.
Yeah, I know. I do that to my older boys. I'm like, if you don't clean this kitchen, then you are sending me the message that you think that I should clean this kitchen.
Well, sometimes I feel... like, I need to speak up for myself. And if I don't articulate all the things I'm juggling, no one is going, I can't, it's almost, I don't know if this is a form of acceptance for me where I'm like, clearly they're not going to see it unless I articulate myself for myself and say, can I just remind you of all the things that I do around here to keep this shit running?
Yeah. It feels good to be seen.
So I would like a little bit more of how can I help you?
Yeah.
Now, this isn't dogging on the people.
Your guests.
My family that's with us right now, those men are so lovely and thoughtful, and they like to cook the dinner, and they like to clean the dishes. Like, that's, I'm not dogging on them. It's just like, you know, the children. I got to teach these kids, too. Like, you got to, you know.
Yeah.
I want to give this shout out to the dudes in my life, all the men in my life. I feel really lucky. I'm around a lot of really incredible men.
Yeah. Good call. Me too.
I want that message out in the world.
Yeah.
I want that out there.
Those good dads, those good brothers.
You know. Yeah. And I got this son who's just the tender.
Yeah.
Sensitive, such an observant little soul. And he is so sweet.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to the dudes, to the guys in my world. They're really solid.
That's lovely.
Do you feel that way? You have solid men in your life.
Big time. My brother, Patrick, love you. I don't know if you're a listener, but he calls and sings to me like once a week in Colorado. He just gets on the answering machine and just like, it was Leon Bridges last time. He just sings.
Patrick.
On his flip phone. In the mountains with his beard. Thanks,
he
bro.
Sent you that old school picture of him with Dennis Rodman and I lost it. I lost my shit.
I know.
Dennis! Patrick got right in there with Dennis. They were doing the...
Yeah, the flexing.
The pose. They were flexing.
I don't know what we're talking about.
It's okay. Margaret's brother, Patrick, met Dennis Rodman back in the 90s.
Yeah, and got a picture taken with him flexing.
This is huge, okay? Bulls?
Yeah.
You guys?
Yeah, I just watched that with my son. It was great. It was good bonding.
So good.
If you need a way to connect with a 13-year-old, watch the Bulls documentary. Okay, the wind is really rattling the windows.
Michael Jordan knows how to cry really well. He's a good crier.
Yeah.
I like that about him.
Uh-huh.
I thought while watching that The Last Dance docuseries, I was like, he set a good example in a lot of ways.
It took him a while to get there,
though. He was incredibly flawed. We're all incredibly flawed.
Yeah.
But I think it's powerful to see men cry. I think that's a good thing. That masculine energy.
Mm-hmm. I watched a great Brené Brown.
Yeah, the vulnerability.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I was like choking up the whole time. It was so good. What a great speaker.
Yeah, that's
easy,
a good one.
Easy to listen to.
What did you take away from that?
That I look forward to more opportunities to be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her message about just like, you have to know you're going to fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be okay knowing you're going to fuck up. And this is a big deal for me. Huge deal for me.
It's a big one.
Big one.
I'm having a great time overcoming my perfectionism.
Oh, yeah. It's intense.
I say that a little sarcastically.
I know. It's not that
funny. But you know what? That other thing that I was trying to do is not sustainable.
Mm-hmm. That's like the bulk of my therapy right now. Mm-hmm. It's really going in deep of like, where is this coming from? It's good. I'm grateful for the opportunities to really get a good look at it and know that it doesn't have to stick around. I can heal from it.
And man, do we get to show up so much better in our relationships when we are
vulnerable.
When we're vulnerable and we're willing to fuck up.
When we are willing to fuck up and we're willing to know, like, I might say the wrong thing right now, but it's better than not saying anything
at all. I got to clap at that. Yeah. I got to clap at that. Mm-hmm. Amen, love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Thanks for being here with me.
Love you. We got together. One more joke. We got a joke. I'm like looking for the jokes.
I'm such an improv comedian.
You got a funny sex joke?
I don't have like a notebook yet where I keep all the jokes.
Okay. What are you making for dinner this week? I think I'm making ham soup. What are you making?
Oh, I was thinking of a soup. soup season.
I know.
Yeah. I saw a really funny meme this week where it was like a picture of someone doing the exercise dip, like the arm dipping exercise,
in a bowl of dip?
Nope. It was just this guy just really disgruntled with trying to do the arm dips.
Yeah.
And it had an X through that. And then it had the next picture was like someone eating dip.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's dip season, everybody.
Really is. Hot dip.
Get your dips out. Eat it with vegetables.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's not what you wanted.
It was
good. It's okay. It's good. Okay. It's okay. We're not, you know.
It's all right.
I mean, what? Okay. All right. What? God, we were laughing so hard about
this. I know. Richard Gere.
Now we're so fucking random here sometimes.
No.
Are we going to try to go after this Richard Gere thing?
No. Okay. I'm not in the mood.
Okay. Margaret saw someone that looked like Richard Gere, and then something unfolded from there, and, you know.
I heard that he... I can't. I'm not feeling that vulnerable.
Well, what are you... Okay.
Well, thanks for hanging in there with us, you guys. In these really random episodes we like to put out with our masks on. Go back and listen to Howling a Hopeful Narrative.
I think. We really got that one. We kind of snuck that one under the radar on election night.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. And we haven't been bothering you all about it, but it's worth a listen. I mean, it's going to be there for you all winter.
Love you guys. this one was random. All right. Love you. Stay positive. Vulnerability, hydration.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
Take those winter naps.
Song of the day?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Go for it.
I'm going to give a shout out to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie Rogers is like one of our big fans, or one of our big, Maggie Rogers, everybody. Maggie Rogers. Just.
I'm not overly familiar with Maggie.
Maggie Rogers. She had that radio hit Light On, but she has some great albums. Falling Water, Burning, Give a Little. I don't have a song of the day. I have an artist of the day.
Okay. Maggie Rogers.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
I'm starting to put together a winter playlist to share.
What do you got?
That Black Crow song, She Talks to Angels, Ooh. Came up real randomly mm-hmm. last week for me. And I was like, damn. God, the 90s, you guys.
That was a powerful song on the radio.
Yeah. I'm not going to play a blip of that one. We all know that one.
I
want to give a shout out to you again. Because once again, you sent me something.
Nice.
That I've... Now I'm like really into this.
Oh, yeah.
The Polish Ambassador.
Polish Ambassador.
Did I say Polish?
It's okay.
Polish. Nice.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He's a DJ?
Yes, he is a DJ. This one is Lost and Found.
This is a great song, everybody.
It features a couple artists too, but I'll hit play on this one. You gotta hear a blip of this one.
Yeah, this is a good one. Ugh, and it's about like this woman who like finds her way. The lyrics are really good. Ooh, yeah. Just wait.
That flute.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh, chills.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really loungy, but it's good. The lyrics are beautiful.
It'll be great for a winter's day drive.
Mm-hmm.
When you are looking at all the fresh snowfall on the mm-hmm. pines and the trees, it'll be good.
Nice.
Thanks, babe, for sending me this one last week.
Yeah, no Cavskis.
I'll put it on the playlist.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Ooh, no fading out. Craig, sorry.
Craig, take it easy.
Shout out to
I'm trying to work on some new agility things.
What are we talking about? No, but now you're talking about what are we talking about?
Well, I'll do it off mic.
Okay.
It's just right. Fine gross motor.
All right. Love you guys.
Be back soon, y'all.